The Chris and Rob radio talk show coming to you live at 88.3. Supposedly, we're going to be talking to the Raisins, local rock superstars. So check it out. WAIF. Wow, ain't it funky? 88.FM.
South Carol Field, South Alloham.
Come on.
Conference call, a telephone call from, you're welcome, from the Raisins, Cincinnati's own The Raisins here, momentarily on the Chris and Rob Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you're listening to WAIF, Wow Ain't It Funky, a song Casey Kasem once said is the greatest of all the Raisin songs. This is Stella, WAIF.
Right now.
There's some ancient live recordings from Cincinnati's own The Raisins. Everything and More is the name of the box set in deluxe packaging. And it's available at the big show this weekend downtown. And you might want to check that out. The Raisins will be at Jammin' on Main. Is that what they're calling it this year?
I believe so. Jammin' on Main.
Let's say hello to the band. I think we got all the Raisins all grouped around a telephone somewhere in their basement recording studio. Say hello, guys.
Hi there.
Hello. Hey.
Hello, guys.
That's the Raisins, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you guys sound off one by one and say your name and where you're from and what your astrological sign is and what your favorite WB TV show is.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to remember.
Everybody's reluctant to start, so I'm Ricky Nye, and I'm a Gemini, and WB show. I don't know. I don't know, but I know my favorite show is The Simpsons.
Rob and I, we like Moesha.
Yeah, isn't Buffy on WB?
I like Angel.
Oh, hell. Heck.
Who we got next? Let's move on to the drummers. You guys got a couple drummers this time around, right?
We have two drummers. I'm the Bucketeer. My name is Bam Powell, and I'm a Pisces.
A Pisces?
And the only thing I watch on TV is the porno channel.
Right on. Who's the other drummer?
His name is Chris Arducer, and he's an Aquarius.
He couldn't make it tonight, could he?
No, he couldn't, but he sent me in instead. And his name is Chris Arducer.
Okay, I heard he's an Aquarius. A guy.
And he's a demonist as well.
Let's move on to the front line. Who plays bass and guitar?
I play bass and guitar, but I just play bass in this band.
What's your name, Bob?
Bob Nyswanger, and I'm I guess I'm a Libra. I don't really think about it that often.
TV show?
TV show. Jeez. I at least like The Prisoner.
That was a cool show.
Mm-hmm. That's going to have to do.
And how about the Jingle Man? Is he there?
The Jingle Man.
Yes, I'm the Jingle Man.
Jingle Man.
Fetters.
That's Rob Fetters, the world famous Jingle Man. Hey, I got to tell you something, Rob. I got to just get this out and up
front. I'm losing my connection.
Are you?
Yeah,
you're right out. Gotta go. Now, dig this. The Raisins record came out in 1983, 1984, something like that. And it caught Cincinnati by storm. And didn't you guys knock Springsteen off the charts?
Nobody knocks him off the charts.
No.
So that Raisins record came out, and it had a lot of catchy jingles on it, but who knew that you would someday write the song that would make everybody remember Where to Get Pizza?
Oh, man.
7-1-1-1-1.
Well, you know, it's all pop art, isn't it?
We want it bad.
That's right. Well, welcome to the Chris and Rob Show. Who are the Raisins? Where'd you guys come from, and how'd you
get
started?
Wait a minute.
What?
I didn't get to say I was a Libra, and I didn't get to say Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
There you go.
So, I know you're losing count. There are five of us here, and if you're going to ask a question, stick to it.
Well, the Raisins used to be a four-piece. How'd you get to be a five-piece?
Chris butted in. He forced his way into the combo, kind of the way Neuheisel did it once.
Yeah, he took lessons from me.
So why are you guys getting back together to play Pepsi Jammin' on Main this whatever weekend?
We're doing it for the kids.
Money!
Not that much money.
Hey, I'll take any kind of money.
How about fun?
We're doing it because we were asked to do it, and we didn't have the heart to say no.
Kind of like this interview, huh?
Yeah,
exactly.
We like you guys.
Really? What do we ever do for you guys?
You're sweet.
We're doing the best we can. We're talking to the Raisins on the Chris and Rob Show, and since this is the big reunion gig, and it's $150 a seat if you want to sit in the front row, where'd you guys come from? How did the band get started, and how did you achieve number one status in the Nasty at Cincinnati about 15 years ago? Tell us the story.
Who's going to start?
I won't.
Okay, Bob, go, Bob.
Bob. We played together for a long time. The three of us went to the same high school together, so
which three would that be?
That would be Chris and Arducer and Rob and myself.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Bob. I'm speaking to you now.
He's a Libra.
That's right.
Libra.
And so anyway, that band kind of evolved from other bands that we played in high school, and it was a cover band for a long time, which was earning a living, and then we started writing songs, and then when we started playing our songs, we decided to play in Cincinnati because we were from Toledo, and Toledo was not conducive to playing any kind of original music, And so that's why we moved here in 80.
Bob is talking while he's sleeping.
I'm sleeping now. 89, is that when we moved here? It was during the flood.
Fascinating question.
79. Whatever.
Pesky decade.
Yeah, decades.
To the year of the flood.
And in that year, in 1979, I'd had enough. This is Arducer speaking. And I quit. And your old pal Tom Toth, Chris Comer, was in the band at that time as well.
He quit too.
We quit together in Louisville.
They were quitters.
And that's when the band evolved into what it became.
Was it always called the Raisins?
More or less. It was the Raisin Band the first time we played.
The Raisin Band.
Where'd you get that name?
From a keyboard player. No, it was a Bill Turley? Turley?
Satan.
It was given to us by a guy that...
A junkie sax player.
Yeah.
He was a junkie.
Yeah. He made it
smack.
Up.
So do the Raisins do a lot of drugs?
No.
What about back in the day? You know, the day, back when you guys were on the road. You know, you were asleep. You'd sleep an hour a day in the back of the van, and the other 23 hours of the day, you were going.
Playing pennies. Yeah, you're right.
Lots of pennies.
Those were different times.
A lot of pennies. And what about the clothes and the red gym shoes? Are you guys going to be getting all the 80s gear out for your big show this weekend?
No. We're up to date. We're with it.
We're pierced.
Yeah, we're...
Everything is pierced.
And tattooed.
We started a new thing. It's called stumping. You just whack something off like a finger or a hand, and then you cap it with a gold cap. Mama, can I stump my thumb? All the other kids did.
We're talking to the legendary Raisins on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. And if anyone's got that old Raisins record, you look on the back of it, and there's a picture of Rob Fetters holding his crotch and wearing the coolest pair of 1983 pants anyone's ever seen. Are you getting the pants up for the gig?
Rob?
Pants are off.
No.
Whatever happened to those pants?
They're sticky. They got all gummy.
Sticky pants.
Gamey. They got gamey.
You know what? I think those pants were stolen. I think they were stolen with the shirts. Remember when I got all of my clothes stolen one night? Yeah, they were stolen like everything else I had.
He caught venereal warts from those pants. They came from the Salvation Army. He had to come back after he burned them.
He dry cleaned them, Bam.
Burned them, and then gave them back.
Thank you. Hi, Sam. Hi. Saying hi to my 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mommy, what's a venereal wart?
Do we want to dedicate a song to Sam?
No, he's sleeping.
Let's talk about the songs for a minute. You guys have been writing songs for a long time, and I think Rob and Bob are famous for being the major songwriters in the band, but you guys all write, don't you?
Yes,
absolutely.
You guys write about things other than dominatrixes and kinky sex? Because back in the old days, all your songs were about Fear Is Never Boring and A Little Discipline and Teacher's Little Pet. What's up with the sadomasochism themes?
Those were just three songs.
You named three.
We really didn't stick there.
We know what you're thinking about.
There's other ones. There's Sucker Punch and Sugar Baby and a whole bunch of others.
Have you masturbated today? Yes or no?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, there's still time.
That ain't over yet.
How about starting now?
You got an hour and 35 minutes.
Has Rob masturbated?
Rob?
Who, me or Rob Fetters?
You, Rob.
Rob?
You mean within the last 24 hours or on Tuesday?
Today.
Oh, today, that would be
Tuesday.
A no. If you meant like, you know, last 24 hours, I'd have to think about it a little bit harder.
No pun intended, huh?
Hey, yeah.
Well,
when are we going to get to really some of these good questions? When are we going to get a really good question from you guys?
Well, what should we ask you?
So tell us more about the dominatrix that inspired Fear Is Never Boring.
Well, there was no dominatrix in it.
What, she thinks she's Queen Victoria, all that? What's that all about? And there's something backwards in that song, too.
Yeah, there is.
Listen to the Chris and Rob shows.
Yeah.
We weren't around in 83. I know the preacher at my school back then was saying, don't listen to that song. It's got something backwards in it about kinky sex.
That's exactly why we put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really just talking about a girl I knew that was into, you know, kind of kinky sex.
I never had kinky sex with her.
Oh, just a girl that dug it and told you about it.
Yeah, we were friends.
Cool.
She was a real person. She still is a real person. I will not disclose her name.
So how long did it take when you guys got back together to recapture the Raisin's magic of old? Or was it instantaneous? Was it like riding a bike?
Riding a bike. Except we're all having a hard time.
Like riding a trike, you know.
They were talking about muscle memory a lot during rehearsal. My muscles remember. My brain doesn't, but my muscle does.
So are you going to play again, or is this a one-time come drink Pepsi, see the Raisins, and then you're going to fade off into rock and roll history, or are you going to, you know, go play around some more?
Duffy, would you answer that question?
I wasn't listening, sorry.
Oh, God, one of you answer it.
We're going to try to collect some more money somehow.
So you're going to stick around and do a few more shows after the big Pepsi Jam?
We've got a show planned at the Vomitorium.
Cool.
Thank you.
Bring your own feather.
Have you guys talked to Trevor yet tonight, that guy on the west side?
The guy with the dog?
The guy that you were really abusing last week, telling him that everybody on the east side hated him.
Well, you know, I don't. When you tell somebody the truth, I don't count that as abusing someone.
Oh, that's just being mean.
Oh, really?
No, everybody on the east side does hate everybody from the west side.
But you,
everybody.
You specifically said Trevor, and I just can't believe anybody could get it up to hate Trevor.
Nobody. Well, but Trevor, you see, Trevor's from both sides of town. Because he was born on the east side and he grew up on the west side, so he's just hated by everyone.
Uh-huh.
Except by Chris and Rob, we love him. He's the only guy that calls us. Well, hey, listen up, Raisins. Except for you guys that are from Toledo, what part of town are you guys from? I guess it's Bam Bam and Ricky Nye.
Yeah, Bam.
You guys are from Cincinnati, right?
Bam, where are you from?
Yeah, I grew up in Warren County. Warren. I grew up in Mainville.
Ah.
Mainville, Ohio.
You can get porn there.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you could.
Well, you could. Bam Bam. No, I never saw any porn in Mainville. Now, since Landon moved in, since they put up that damn King's Island, it all went straight to hell.
I heard that.
Since you guys have two drummers now, will you be doing any 38 special songs?
Just Marshall Tucker. Can't you see?
Hey, do you guys want to know where I'm from?
Yeah, where are you from, Rick?
Well, I grew up on the west side of town, and Rob especially used to give me a hard time about that. And then I moved to the east side of town, moved to Deer Park, and then I moved to Oakley, and then I moved to Norwood.
Just right downhill after you.
Then I moved back to Norwood, and then I moved. Now I
Almonds.
Now I live in Northside. So would you consider North Side the west side of town?
Yes, definitely.
You know what? I think the west side of town is like on the other side of 75. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, it's left and right at 75 is how you measure it.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't think of North Side as the west side.
What about those communities that lie right along 75, like, say, Hartwell or Carthage? Is that really a west side? I don't know. It's kind of like the Industrial Valley, isn't it?
It depends on which part you're talking about, because if you're in St. Bernard, you're definitely on the east side. But if you're like in Carthage, you might as well be playing bingo at the Catholic Church.
You call St. Bernard the east side?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's right next door to North Side.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference between St. Bernard and Elmwood Place. You know, to me, what's the diff? You know, so the road cuts through there.
I think it's an attitude more than anything.
Maybe you guys should write a song about all this.
So, why?
Yeah, bad idea.
Why bother?
Well, you guys got a bunch of songs about Cincinnati. Old songs like Fountain Square and Porkopolis. Cincinnati's been, and other geographical locations have been topics of your songs in over the years.
Cause we live here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you tell people you moved to Cincinnati to be a rock star, what kind of looks do they give you?
Would you please repeat that question?
When you tell people you first meet, hey, I moved to Cincinnati to be a rock star, what kind of looks do you get?
Could you please repeat that question,
but leave out half of it?
What kind of looks do you get?
The look of disgust. The voice of doom. You mother scratcher.
Loathing the hairy eyeball.
Well, listen, the bottom line here is actually a pretty good question for you guys. Three of you are from Toledo. You wanted to make it big. Why'd you come to Cincinnati? You could have gone to New York or Hollywood.
Hey.
Chicago.
Yeah. New Orleans.
Oh, this is where the Chris and Robs, they start, you know, it starts as a friendly, will you guys do an interview, and then they kind of go into attack.
Yeah, don't
hold on, hold on.
They're going to tell us that
we made a bad career move.
We made a bad career move, not moving to Hollywood in 1978.
We started off talking to you nice and friendly, then you're like, when are you going to ask us good questions? When are you going to ask us good questions? Now you're attacking us.
When are you going to ask us good questions?
Oh, my God.
Hey, are you all going to be down there? Are you going to beat it down in Jammin' on Main?
What day are you playing?
Saturday.
We're playing Friday.
Friday
about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Please come down. Come on down.
Have some Pepsi.
I'm
gonna have a Pepsi in each hand. I'm gonna be stave diving, baby.
You know, you should put peanuts in your Pepsi. Put it in the bottle and let them float around in there. And when you take a big slug of Pepsi, you could just munch on the peanuts.
Mm. Is that a thing?
It's a white trash thing.
Yeah, white trash
thing.
Really,
that's a good thing.
Did you ever hear of rack of spam? Do you know what that is?
No, what is it?
If you take spam and you slice little pieces out of it, and you put Velveeta cheese in there, and then you put it in the oven. Mm. Rack of spam.
You know, I remember thinking when we didn't really live in Cincinnati, but we played so many gigs here, and I remember thinking that there were a lot of pretty girls here.
Really?
Yeah. We seem to see a lot of them at gigs and stuff, so I think that was a major attraction of Cincinnati. Pretty girls. Is that legitimate?
Well, you know, a lot of us here from Cincinnati, when we go to Toledo, we think we see a lot of pretty girls because they're all like Hungarian and Lithuanian up there, and to us that's like exotic.
You mean when they got the mustaches?
No, dude. Hairy forearms aren't exotic, dude.
I think the bottom line is, no matter where you're from, the girls from somewhere else always look better, don't they?
No.
No, they don't. There are exceptions.
There are exceptions.
Yeah.
Jackson, Mississippi, yeah, they're all ugly there, real ugly.
And then when you get out in the Corn Belt, you got to be careful out there.
You got to be careful because they'll step
Nebraska,
on you and crush your foot.
Nebraska and Kansas.
Since 1979, since you guys have relocated to Cincinnati, have you been doing pretty well with the birds?
With the what?
You know, the ladies, the dames.
Oh, yeah.
Utter success.
I'm very successful with the girls. I married one from Morton Grove, Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come she didn't try to make you move to Illinois?
Because we met in Florida.
Ah, you wrote a song about that, right?
Mm. I wrote 20,000 songs.
Yeah?
How many of you copywritten this year?
I've copywritten 3 songs today.
Hey, so, fellas...
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about the ladies and all this stuff, this is my girlfriend and mine. It's our second anniversary of the day we met today.
That's nice.
So if my girlfriend's listening, I love you, honey. I love you, Nancy.
Is this Ricky?
Mm, yeah.
Ricky, what'd you get her?
What did I get her?
When did you get her?
We need some time together so I can give her my present. We haven't been able to get together.
When you get home tonight, she's going to whack you over the head with some pots and pans for
doing
an interview.
She's not there.
I hope she didn't hear that thing about stumping, that's all.
No. Honey? Oh, God.
So when you guys are out on the road, have any of you ever had like a Lola-type experience when you thought it was a chick and it was a dude?
that's happened inside the band.
That's my territory.
Ricky, you've been there?
Yeah, have I been there?
Yeah, you said it's your territory.
He is there.
I'm there.
People think you're a chick?
Huh?
It's happened.
People think you're a chick?
I am hot.
All the time.
I know you're hot, but people think you're a girl? I never thought you would look like a girl.
Well, if I'm dressed like a girl, then I look like a girl.
I didn't know you dressed like a girl.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
I thought everybody knew that.
You must not have been reading the paper.
I haven't been reading the paper.
I'm in the paper.
Okay. Every time I've seen you, you've just had like a beret on.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you didn't catch me on a good day.
Okay.
Come see Mardi Gras. You'll see the real Rick.
Or Halloween.
Yes.
Or about every couple of weeks or whatever.
This is the Chris and Rob Show on WIIF. We're talking to the Raisins, the biggest band ever to come out of Cincinnati since the Lemon Pipers.
Hell yeah.
And I want to play, not a little drop the needle, but I want to play a little short little Raisin song for you. Maybe you guys could comment on this song, where it came from, who wrote it, and what it's all about. Can we do that?
Oh, great.
Let's go.
What is it?
We knew it.
I got a song to sing. My mommy, my sister, my wife. My mommy, my sister, my wife.
Now, is that the shortest of all the Raisin songs?
That's pretty.
That's a, you know, brevity is the soul of wit.
What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, we had all been studying Faulkner and some other great Southern writers, and we wanted to express a little slant.
You know what it was? What was that? But when we used to load in our equipment, and we used to make up songs over what we called our work songs, and we were going to actually record them all, and we never did get to do that. But that was one of our work songs.
It slipped through the cracks.
That Appalachian Opera, Truck Boy.
Truck Boy.
There was many others. Peanut in the Colon.
Peanut in the Colon. There was. Oh, yes, I want to be Jamaica. Buy me a kielbasa. Rasta Playboy.
Rasta Playboy.
There you go.
Are y'all still there?
Yeah, we're...
Oh, okay.
They're sleeping.
It's the Chris and Rob Show, WA. We're going to do this again. I got another record queued up. I'm not going to play it all because halfway through it's got a real bad skip in it.
Well, check it out. We got to get going here, man.
Why? What do you got to do?
We got to whack.
Okay. Next to whack.
You heard him.
I have some drinking to do.
All right.
That too.
We pulled this record out of the Chris and Rob archives. It's a song the Raisins used to cover from time to time. Check a little bit of this out and then tell us a little bit about
just
this.
Oh.
I got a woman down in New Orleans. She's not to Brooklyn, but she's mine and me. I love her so much, it makes me sick. I beat her every night with a stick.
Now tell us a little bit about that track, fellas.
Chris, is that the actual vinyl?
That's the actual vinyl. I told you.
Where'd you get it?
I found it in an old thrift store in Toledo once.
Oh, groovy, groovy.
It's all beat up, too.
What do you want to know about it?
Who's the band that did it, and why did the Raisins used to cover it?
Well, it was recorded in Columbus, Ohio, 1976, when I first joined the Raisins. We were on the road. Then I guess we had a couple days off, and my brother was living in Columbus, and we'd written these songs about 4 years before, and we decided we would record them and put them out as a single. And the guy who was the sort of the business mastermind behind it and the lead singer, his name was John Close, he was the light man for the Raisins at that time. And he would come up once a night and sing those songs, and the band learned them. And he would then sell his singles and blah, blah, blah. Eventually, he quit the band, and I guess...
Everyone eventually does.
Right, right. And you guys know it from there. You just kept playing him, or what?
Yeah, I kept playing it.
God damn. Oh, excuse me.
People like that song.
Well, of course people like that song. I love her. I need her. She's my slave. Once again, we're back to that S&M theme. What's up with that, guys?
I hit her with a stick?
Well... Well, in the case of that song, it was someone with a little, you know, he was dreaming. He wanted to hit a girl with a stick, but he had no girl.
But only a girl that wanted to be hit by this.
Yeah, it was a mutually enjoyable experience. But what about Dressmaker?
It wasn't a big stick. It was kind of a thin and narrow stick.
It was what you call a little love club.
Switch.
Yeah.
You know, you don't say switch, you say stick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say pencil, you don't say roller, you say stick. That brings to mind a big tree branch.
No. That would be a baseball bat, and that could actually break bones. You don't want to do that. You just want to leave nice, narrow welts on the flesh.
We'd have to call up John Close to really know what he was thinking, and he's in Florida now.
Oh, is he now?
Yes, with children.
Oh, what about, what?
Oh, we don't like children, huh?
Oh, man,
are you witches?
Child haters.
We're talking to the Raisins on the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF. There's a new compact disc available, actually four of them, and it's not actually that new, but it's called Everything and More. It's a collection of all the songs that didn't make the first record, and there must be 40 songs on here.
Actually, there's 60 songs on there.
Damn. What's up with all these songs? How come none of these songs ever got officially released?
Well, first of all, many of them suck.
Okay, let's make some. Let's
make
get
no
that
bones
straight.
About that.
Well, hey, Rob, which one sucked the most?
All of Bam's songs.
Yeah, and my songs.
Several of mine are, shall we say, ill-formed.
Yeah.
But you know, they apparently people like them because they've been bootlegging them for years, and so we thought we'd try to do a higher quality of the low quality of the live recordings, and do it right.
The package originally came out on cassette about 15 years ago, right?
Right. Exactly. It was three cassettes. It's 4 hours of music, basically, and it still is.
And this is Chris, who wasn't in the band at that time.
Because you quit.
But yes, because I quit. You eventually quit, Robbie.
Mm-hmm. I said everyone quit the band.
But that cassette thing came out after the band actually was gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was something that we did because a lot of people wanted to have some record of those songs, and we didn't have any wherewithal to get into a studio and record them all, so we just compiled the best live versions we could of everything and tried to make it sound fairly smooth and put
and
it out.
We thought we could make several hundred dollars a piece by doing it, but we were wrong.
Well, we did okay. But that was...
Yeah, we made $264.
Oh, yeah. So, but I tell you, that was after the group broke up, and I guess Bob and I, we did a lot of it. I mean, as far as we had boxes and boxes of cassettes, and went through all these cassettes and had a graph, had like a grid, or we were rating them by performance and mixes, and just sat for like hours and hours and hours after the divorce.
In other words, you were doing a lot of drinking.
I was going to say, I bet they were smoking pot. Were you guys smoking pot?
Well, probably not.
Undoubtedly.
No.
A little reefer?
No.
A little wacky tobacco?
Come on.
Not
grass, little boo.
Grass, not me.
Okay.
That was Bob. That wasn't me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Did you guys change your name from the Raisins because the California Dancing Raisin guys did
through
the grapevine?
No, that's really not true.
Really? So why'd you change your name from the Raisins?
To what?
This was a different
to Psychonauts.
I don't know. You changed your name 100 times.
Yeah, it was because finally the band that actually, as the Raisins, got a lot of notoriety was this band, and we didn't feel too cool actually about being Raisins, especially because we were writing different stuff. We changed. We went through a big change.
So we figured
we went through the change of life. And became Psychodots.
You know, like Black Oak, Arkansas is still touring, and they only got like one original member.
Go, Jim Dandy, go.
Well, let me ask you guys something. This is actually kind of a serious question. Oh, a lot of people want to know the answer to this. Back in 85 or whenever it was, you guys disbanded to go on the road with Adrian Belew. And before that, leading up to that, there was a lot of attention. There was the record. There was the hit single, Fear Is Never Boring. There were stories that Clive Davis from Arista Records was coming out to your gigs.
You were like the Wonders.
You guys were about to make it big. Did you ever get bitter that it didn't happen? It should have.
Bitter, bitter, bitter.
Well, I mean, the songs were there. Everything was there. The package was there. You had the cool shoes and the cool pants. How come it didn't go?
Well, you just don't know these things. Things always have a way of working out, don't they? So maybe that wasn't really the best thing for us, you know.
Well, what did the esteemed Clive Davis, who's back in the news now again with Prince and Santana?
Well, you know, it's funny. When Clive Davis came to see us, it was when we were doing a series of Monday nights at Cooter's, and they were huge. You know, we have huge crowds every time. But the time that Clive came to see us was the time that the Bengals were on Monday Night Football.
Oh, you're kidding.
And so
then,
we had
then the Bengals were
about
good.
We had about a third of the people that we usually have. So that was kind of a strange event, you know.
PA Bergfest.
Yeah, it was
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember that?
I don't even
I remember Stan went nuts from that.
And they had the TV sets on. They had the game on in the bar, and people were like sitting at the bar watching the game, and Clive Davis
started watching the game and getting all excited.
The one thing we got to say, though, is Clive Davis, at least at the time, I don't know if he does it now, spray painted his head. He's one of those guys who uses the spray paint shit on their head.
But how about them Bengals?
Well, back then they were going to the Super Bowl and stuff.
Yeah, they were the cool Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
Stan remembers it.
Clive Davis said we were very unfocused. His big band at the time was Flock of Seagulls, and he hated us because there were too many guys singing lead.
There you go. There you have it.
You're unfocused, and too many of you sang lead.
Too many different things going on. So they like things that are, you know, just one guy and they can
one flavor.
That guy.
Well, did you say, hey, everybody in the Beatles used to sing?
Yeah, but you know,
times have changed.
Times have changed. Yeah, the Beatles probably couldn't get a deal today.
I don't know. I think the Beatles could. I think Clyde, whatever his name is.
Clyde.
I think he made the right decision. Yeah. I'm glad he decided.
Screw Clive. What about the rest of the industry? It's a big industry. Was anybody else interested?
Sure. We had a lot of people come see us. But they always have some reason. Oh, all those guys who would come. Don't you remember that?
Good to win guys, Bob.
Those guys.
Bob thought he was seeing record people out there.
Bob
was tripping.
They had sunglasses on.
Good one guy.
Bob's banging his head against the desk right now.
I don't know. It's God. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I have to starve. Or
why should we be bitter about that?
I think the time had just passed.
Yeah. I just know I've been able to actually play guitar all my life for a living. It's a hilarious little thing to me. I mean, because I have so many friends that actually have to do, like, real jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, like, program computers.
And you're saying you don't have to wake up in the morning?
Oh, I like to wake up. I've always had to wake up in the morning. It's not, I don't think being a musician has anything to do with being like lazy or anything. If you're into being a musician, you have to be very self-disciplined. Good musicians are extremely self-disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually neurotic in a whole lot of ways, but it's, I mean, if you're passionate about being a musician, it's a thrill doing it. And I'm sure the guys here, we write songs and play and although with some of these exceptions as noted on Everything and More, we, you know, usually play pretty good.
So. You know, you can say what you want about the Everything and More set, but there's good songs in there, there's good guitar solos, there's good playing all the way from beginning to end. Even the vocal on Kansas City kicks ass.
Johnny Rosebud, where are you, Johnny Rosebud?
Hey, let me tell you guys something.
Hey, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
right.
If anybody out there in Radio Land can call in and give us any kind of clue or indication on where Johnny Rosebud might be, or if he's still...
He's in an urn.
Or if he's still with us, if he's still alive. Because we used to hear rumors about every 3 months that Johnny Rosebud had died.
And
now we don't hear rumors anymore. You know, so we're wondering, and maybe the people out there, the couple people who are
out
listening...
Out there in radio?
Out there in radio, whatchamacallit.
We're curious about the
Johnny Rosebud.
Maybe Trevor knows.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know who Johnny Rosebud is. He's a guy who used to sell flowers downtown, right?
Yeah, he looked like a possum, kind of.
Yeah, he was an old codger.
Yeah, he would chew tobacco, stuff his mouth with tobacco.
He would come to your gigs, and you guys would actually let him sit in and sing Kansas City.
Every band in town had
to let Johnny sing.
Check it out. He sounds like this.
Yeah.
Talk about the pipes.
Well, you know what the deal was, is he used to come and we'd be having a really good set, and then Johnny would come in and then the energy would just dissipate. And so we were at rehearsal one day and we're like, man, we can't just tell this old guy he can't sing. So then it was like, well, let's trade instruments. So when he would come in, we'd all switch instruments, and then it was big fun.
Well, let me tell you, right after you guys broke up, Johnny Rosebud would still go into all the clubs, especially like Vine Street, like the Sudsy Malones and the Hot Shots, which is now Top Cats. And Johnny would come to all the gigs and ask the bands if he could sit in and do Kansas City.
Well, he was doing that a long time before he sang with us.
Do you know how many of those punk rock bands in 1989 told him to get lost? It used to make me mad.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I mean, those are the kind of people that should get him up there.
Yeah, I wanted to go to those punk rock bands and say, hey, this guy's more of a legend than you and your drummer will ever be.
Johnny is the father of punk rock music.
That's right.
In the tri-state area.
You're on, Rob. There you go.
Yep.
Hey, you guys, the Raisins, you're going to be jamming on Main Friday night. Tell us about it before we let you go.
Friday, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock at the main stage, right?
No.
No?
Which stage?
Verizon.
Verizon.
Wireless stage?
Yeah.
We'll be playing wireless.
Bring your cell phone with you.
Oh, I got you.
Who else is playing there that night?
Well, we're on the... I don't want to put down any other bands, but we're on a cool stage because the Ass Ponies are playing.
They're playing before us.
Yeah, just before us. And then we get to play.
So that'll be cool.
And so therefore, it's cool.
And then there's a group called Cowboy Mouth.
Cowboy Mouth.
From New Orleans.
And they're the most wonderful band that
ever
appeared anywhere in the world.
I just saw them in New Orleans at Jazz Fest last week.
Yeah?
You did, Rick?
Hello?
You did at the Jazz Fest, did you?
Yeah. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here. We're
okay.
Right,
I saw them down at Jazz Fest in New Orleans last week.
Are they good?
I'm not going to say.
The only thing that would make us cooler is if the Simpletons were topping the bill, but they're playing Saturday.
You guys like the Simpletons, huh?
Oh, the Simpletons.
Popsters.
Yeah, they are popsters. They're singer-songwriters, you might say.
Yeah, they're good.
They are very good.
And the new CD, it's not that new, called Everything and More. It's available only in limited quantities, right?
Yeah, it's very limited quantities. It's at Everybody's, and it's at Moles, and you can also get it from our business partners at the Hal Bernard building in Hyde Park. You can call them.
Rob, there's two genius songs on this record that people might not know about, or maybe they do if they're fans. Stella and Quarters.
Genius songs.
How'd you come up with those? Two songs are great. How'd you come up with those?
Did you write them?
Yeah, I made them up. Let's see. Was that the crystal methamphetamine phase?
Figurines.
Cheese Whiz. Yeah, I lived on Cheese Whiz and figurines for a while.
Speed.
Stella was the I had the hots for some girl, and she dumped me. And then I became friends with her friend, whose name was Stella. So I wrote a song about Stella. Thus, Stella.
Right, we played it before the show started tonight.
Yeah. What was the other one? Quarters?
Quarters is a great song. You released that as a single once upon a time, didn't you?
God bless us. That was our first single, and on Raisin Records. And, Quarters just kind of speaks for itself. It's kind of that thing that says, I think we have enough money to buy some fruit and vegetables. And that's all we need, baby.
Well, listen, we're going to play Quarters. We're going to say goodbye and goodnight to you guys. You can go home and masturbate now.
No.
Oh. No, I already did.
You think we've been waiting?
We're done.
That's why we wanted to do this.
We're finished.
We wanted to do it in this cavernous room we're in.
All right. Hey, what's the future plans of the Raisins?
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna practice our songs again tomorrow, and we're going to try to play as well as we can Friday night, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we going to do after that? What are you going to do Saturday?
This is Chris, our producer. I have two gigs on Saturday, so I'll be busy. I'll be playing at the Jammin' on Main Shades of Blue at 6 o'clock in the Sharonville Burbank.
Shoaib, what are you doing after that?
Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be showing some houses on Saturday.
Buy a house from Bob. I've bought two from Bob. And Sam?
I also will be playing it with Shades of Blue.
That's correct.
With Chris. Once again, I will be playing the buckets, and Chris will be playing the drums.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
That's very cool. Can you guys give me a pass?
Yes.
Okay.
Can
you get a pass for the rest of my family?
And I'll be playing a private party.
That's Rick Neuheisel.
Private parties where the money's our baby.
I'm all about the money.
I'm all about
the Benjamin.
You know what I'm going to try to
and
do?
The married
Saturday?
Women, too. Don't forget the married women.
Oh, yeah. What?
Saturday, I'm going to try to get an autographed Flying Pig Marathon poster autographed by the world's fastest marathoner.
Woo! Rob is running in the marathon on Sunday.
But I won't be running fast.
He'll be crawling.
But the world's fastest marathoner.
Damn.
What about the Psycho Dots? Are the Psycho Dots still a band?
The Dots are still a band. Oh, yeah. The Bears are still a band, and the Raisins are still a band. And anybody you ever loved in the past in your life, you still love a little bit, and things go on forever.
Good. And the Grave Blankets. What's up with the Grave Blankets?
They'll never die.
They will never die. Grave Blankets are going to start recording a record in Nashville in the summer. Hopefully, it'll be out by the end of the year.
Good deal. We'll get you down here for a big interview for that record when it comes out.
Groovy.
All right. Thanks a lot, the Raisins.
Thank you.
Guys, where'd you guys go?
See ya.
Later.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye, Trevor. Nobody hates you.
See you later.
My guess is that we can last a week or two without getting another job. Thank God I saved my dog. Quarters don't get the rest. My love, my boy.
You know, we were talking to Rob Fetters a little while ago from the world-famous Raisins, and we wanted to ask him to write a theme song for us, because, you know, he's the king of jingles here in the Queen thing. And we're going to work up a little jingle that's going to go, 7491444, Chris and Rob.
Sounds so good.
He won it bad.
Bad, brown.
Something like that. So check it out. Give us a call here at 749-1444, The Chris and Rob Show, WAIF, and pledge your support.